Okay. Australian Ninja Warriors back bigger than ever with new hosts, new ninjas and new challenges. Thanks to 6PR, Channel 9 and the Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, we're giving you the chance to win a grand of cash each night. Watch Australian Ninja Warrior on Channel 9 from Monday at 7:30. To catch the nightly ninja, then listen to 6PR Breakfast the next day to enter. Name the nightly ninja. The grand is yours. And it's on Monday. It starts Monday. Thanks to Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, 6PR, and Australian Ninja Warrior on Channel 9. Now, the new host of Ninja Warrior, he's a tennis legend. And now he's hosting Ninja Warrior. His name's Jim Courier. Jim, good morning.
Gareth, good morning to you.
Funny how the world works, isn't it? Tennis to ninjas. You always had this in the career plan, didn't you?
Well, not until I had children, and then we fell in love with ninja at home. So it synced up with the way that my life has moved. I've sort of haphazardly fallen into something else that I love, just like I did when I was a kid with tennis.
It's a great show, isn't it? I mean, we were lucky enough yesterday to have the Perth media launch here at the gym that Ben Polson trains at, and they've got kids from sort of 12 up to adults, and they're just incredible. To see it up close is incredible.
It's amazing what they're able to do, the contortions they can do with their body, and just the sheer strength that they have and the fearlessness. I mean, watching it on TV is one thing. Seeing it in person like you did yesterday is just something else to see how fearless and brave they are.
What did you make of it sort of up close when you see the whole production? Because it is quite a production. I've had a sneak peek at episode one of the new series, and it looks dramatic as ever outside the Sydney Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, the scale of it is just magnificent, and that's something that also it's hard for me to get my head around until I saw it in person, just the size of the obstacles. I love the camaraderie of the ninjas, too. They're competing against each other, but they're supporting each other. And then just the sheer volume of people that it takes to put on a production like this was just mind-blowing.
There's a new bit this year as well, the Young Guns. Explain what they're up to and who they are and what they're going to do.
Yeah, you bet, Gareth. So it's the attack of the teens this season on Australian Ninja Warrior. The deal is, prior to this, you had to be 18 or over to compete. So they dropped the age requirement to 16. So we had some incredible 16 and 17-year-olds who literally grew up idolizing the Ben Polsons and the Olivia Vivians from watching the beginning of this series. And now they were able to compete against them on the same course. So it was it was new energy. It was everyone was just feeling the vibe. It was really great.
Are there any obstacles that are your favorites, Jim? I mean, which one are you most impressed by?
Well, the one that I think I'm most afraid of is probably the Anaconda, which is a new one, which just a quick description. You've got to basically carry your body weight up and down this apparatus that looks like an anaconda snake on little doorknob handles. And you got to go up and you got to go down, or you can take a riskier lache across these tiny little metal lache bars. And it was a ninja killer for a lot of them. And the people that got through obviously were ecstatic because it was a hard one.
Now, I want you to be honest here, Jim. You were world number one, all right? Okay, so you're an elite athlete, the very best in the world at what you do. How many of these apparatuses do you think you could tackle?
Today, very few. I think I could probably tiptoe across the sprinting steps because my balance is still intact. But okay. Listen, there are a lot of like gymnasts and pole vaulters. It's a different strength to body weight deal, right? I don't think I would do very well. Let's put it that way.
It's amazing. Layla McKinnon, of course, your co-host this year. What was it like working with her?
Layla was brilliant. You know, I'd seen her work before, but didn't meet her until the Australian Open. And first of all, we have some friends in common, so there was some easy common ground there. And she's just a hoot. She is just a ton of fun, got a great sense of humor, and she is obviously a pro at TV, which was great because, you know, my skill is more calling live sports and hers is more hosting. So it actually blended pretty well, I thought.
How does it compare to the Ninja Warrior your kids fell in love with in the United States, do you think?
Well, I think that the thing that they'll like about this one is something that's new that's happening here in Australian Ninja Warrior is there's head-to-head ninja competition from the semifinals on where they race in tandem on parallel tracks, if you will, parallel courses. And in American Ninja Warrior Junior, which we watch a lot of with our kids, they do that as well, but they don't do it on the big American Ninja Warrior show. So, you know, for me, it sort of felt natural. I think people are really going to dig that. Seeing these ninjas go head to head, not just against the course, but against each other, was really a new element and added some new energy.
Well, it's on Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warrior, the new series premieres. They're all playing for $100,000. I've got to say, I was just so impressed seeing it up close yesterday. And there's a real sort of community, and I think you alluded to that as well, that they really want each other to succeed despite the competition.
Yeah, you know, in some ways it feels a little bit like the tennis world that I know, where it's a small community that travels around together and competes, and there's real camaraderie, even though they're competing for the same thing. And, you know, it's a specialty, right? I mean, it's not many people can do what they do, so they've got that little common ground, which I think they carry with them.
I can't let you go without asking you a quick question about Wimbledon next week. Who are your tips?
Listen, I think it's an interesting Wimbledon, right? You know, Djokovic is trying to get back in gear. He's had some struggles that have been well documented. And Nadal has some injury issues. Kyrgios could make a run. He's a great grass court player. It's a great opportunity for him. And on the women's side, who can stop Iga Swiatek, who's picked up the baton from Ash Barty and has been dominant since Ash retired? So it's going to be fascinating as ever. That'll be on the overnights on Channel 9, too. So lots of action coming on Channel 9 here in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely it is. Good on you, Jim. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Gareth. Have a great day.